672 or online at WUSB.FM. Again, that's 631-632-6901 or 1-888-632-9872 or online at WUSB.FM.
WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM. It is 2 o'clock in the morning right here on WUSB. And this is Jukebox Time Machine. I am Scott, and we're doing more songs about money for Radiothon. We've been doing that all month. Month that's not even over. This is like the middle of the month. So yes, Radiothon is here. Get those donations in as I've been playing these wonderful promos from our talented cast of DJs and program directors and anyone else. Anyway, let's start this hour off with Melanie. She did a song called Nickel Song. So if you got a nickel, it helps us. It helps us in the long shot. Nickel or 32 pennies or quarters or dimes or, yeah. Here's a Nickel Song from Melanie on WUSB Stony Brook.
You know that I'm not a gambler, but I've been gambled on. They put in a nickel and I sing a little song. Da 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 da. They put in a nickel and I sing a little song. Well, I don't mind that they're lucky, but it seems like they always win. And gambling is illegal in the state of mind I'm in. And if I had a nickel for each time that I've been put on, I would be that nickel man. What's been going on? We're only putting in a little to get rid of a lot that's wrong. And if we had a nickel for each time that we've been put on, we'd all. Sing a little song. La da 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 da. Yeah.
cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
the way I always do. How was I to know she was with the Russians too? I took a little risk. Sent lawyers, guns and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha! I'm the innocent bystander. Somehow I got stuck between the rock and the hard place, and I'm down on my luck. Yes, I'm down on my luck. Well, I'm down on my luck. I'm hiding in Honduras. I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns and money. This shit has hit the fan. All right, send lawyers, guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Hey! Send lawyers, guns and money.
America, this is Daffy Duck. I may be daffy, but I'm not crazy. I'm smart enough to know that hard drugs like heroin and downers are a bummer. Don't fool with them. Take it from yours truly, dangerous drugs are despicable. See ya.
Pat Simmons, Aaron Porter of the Doobie Brothers. And we're here to say a little something about hard drugs, in particular heroin and barbiturates. You may not think that you're going to get hooked, and you may not think that it's going to hurt you, but in the long run,
it will.
Right on.
Oh, WUSB Stony Brook 90.1 FM, and I'm here with my good buddy, Dr. Howard Margolin. What's going on, Howard?
Hey, Scott.
How's
very appropriate doing a money-themed show.
That's
during
right.
Radiothon when we're trying to raise money for this radio station.
That's right. I figured let's try to inspire people to help donate. Let's inspire people.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, and
people call 631-632-6901. There's live people in the studio if you want to call and speak
to us. I know.
Yeah.
Two people.
Maybe. Wow. So, I mean, Scott could be on the air and I could take your call.
Yeah.
Or Scott can take your call
and he could be on.
Run
yeah.
While he's running his music.
Yeah.
But, yeah, well, money should inspire you to give us some money because that's what we need.
That's right. Even like a nickel, like Melanie, a nickel song. first song we played, and then we heard Rich Girl from Hall & Oates.
Oh, I love that song.
If you're rich, hey, hand it over.
Boy, did I love that song in 1977.
And then the great Randy Newman, It's Money That I Love. And then Warren Zevon, Lawyers, Guns, and Money. Hey, anything helps. So, Howard, what's going on this week on Destiny's?
Oh, this week, Destiny's honors the memory of the late actor Louis Gossett Jr. with an exclusive live show. Tune in Friday night as Dave Campfield, director of the upcoming horror film Awaken the Reaper, is joined by the movie's co-producer Bob Brennan to remember the Oscar winner, whose last on-camera performance will be seen in the role of Dr. Benjamin Locke. How did Bob first meet Louis? Was the part of Dr. Locke written specifically for Gossett? What was involved in filming his scenes for the movie? What was it about the script that made the veteran of 67 years in film and television interested in the part? And when will the film be released? Find out on Friday, April 19th at 11:30 p.m. when me, host Howard Margolin, along with Dave Campfield and Bob Brennan, discuss the last on-screen work of Louis Gossett Jr. during this spring Radiothon special edition of Destiny's The Voice of Science Fiction. And coming up in less than an hour on the Destiny's Archives mini-marathon, today is April 18th, and that means it is the 86th birthday of Superman.
Wow, happy 86 birthday. 86
years since Action Comics number one
happy birthday,
was
Superman.
Released, and as you may have read recently, that book sold recently at auction for over $6 million.
Wow.
You imagine that, $6 million.
Superman.
He is the true $6 million man.
That's right. That,
so being that it's the 86th anniversary of Superman today, we are doing a three-hour Superman Archives mini-marathon. We're going to start with an interview with Bob Rozakis. And if that sounds familiar, it's because it got interrupted by the emergency alert broadcast test last time.
Wow.
So we're going to rerun that. But Bob was very, very involved. He wrote lots of Superman stories over his career at DC Comics, including the adaptation of Superman IV, The Quest for Peace. And he talks about correcting some of the stupid errors that were in that movie for the comic book version. We jump ahead to 2006 for The History of Superman, which featured a 1981 radio special that celebrated the history of Superman as a promotion for Superman 2. And this was one of the coolest radio specials I've ever heard. It really inspired me several years before I got involved with Destiny's, but that way that was put together was a true inspiration for me. We jump to also 2006, the unaired pilot episodes of the Superman radio show from 1940. And then we jump ahead to Superman's 70th anniversary from April 18th, 2008. And we are going to listen to the Superman audition for the radio show. It was called, I forget what it was, Superman versus the Shark. And it's from 1939.
Wow.
It's how they... because the original radio show debuted in February of 1940. So this is from 1939, and it was like sort of the audition piece for them doing Superman as a radio show.
Wow.
So that was how we celebrated Superman's 70th birthday, and I can't believe that's already 16 years ago.
Wow, happy birthday, Superman.
And we wrap it all up with some music from Superman 2, and happy birthday to the Man of Steel.
Clark Kent, Kal-El. Happy birthday to the greatest superhero of all time.
Yes, yes. Some of my favorite memories of Destiny's are Superman material that we've done.
That's cool. Anyway, let us continue with our money set. Steely Dan, Pearl of the Quarter on WUSB Stony Brook.
Voulez-vous, voulez-vous, voulez-vous. said she loved me and was on her way, singing voulez, 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 voulez. And if you hear from my Louise, won't you tell her I love her so? Please make it clear when her day is done, she got a place to go.
Saw you. Oh, you look so Take the time. today.
I may be a politician.
Oh, the king of pop, Michael Jackson, with the song called Money, as we've been doing the last couple of the whole month. Before that, Stevie Wonder, Cash in Your Face. Then we heard Lionel Richie with Penny Lover. Before that, Quincy Jones, Money Runner. And then we started that set off with Steely Dan, Pearl of the Quarter. And it's all about money. It's all about us needing money, right, Howard?
Dear God, you made many, many poor radio stations. I realize, of course, it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would be so terrible if you made a small donation? Call us at 631-632-6901. If we had rich donors, then we wouldn't have to pitch like this.
That's right.
If we would get money from you.
If you're a rich girl.
If we're rich, yeah, well, if we had. Well, we're not commercial.
That's right.
I mean, we're doing this now with stopping and asking for money, but during the rest of the year, not during Radiothon month, we give you 60 minutes per hour of music or information or entertainment or talk or sports or,
yeah,
or whatever, music, science fiction, half That's hour, right. 3 hours in the reruns,
there
but no
go.
Commercial interruption most for 10 months out of the year. And, well, really no commercials at all. But
exactly.
But we do this nonstop because we don't have sponsors. Over regular commercial radio is 10 minutes out of the hour for commercials. But they make money from that. We don't make any money from not having that. So yeah, that's why twice a year, 2 months out of the year, we ask you to give us a call, 631-632-6901. Whatever you can afford, it all goes to keeping us on the air.
That's right.
All of us get nothing for this. We're all volunteers. We're doing this because we really love doing this.
That's right.
And you know that there's plenty of us here who really love doing this. When you got guys like Lister who've been here for 50 plus years, you know, or Matt Mankiewicz who's been here for over 40, and I've been here for 40, and the late Dave Vellone who passed away a couple weeks ago, he was here for almost 40 years, I think. And, you know, he and Matt and I all joined the same 83 to 84 year. And, you know, there's just two of us left now from that group, me and Matt.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not everybody died. There are people who just left of their own accord.
Yeah.
But, you know, or guys like Arnie, who's been here since 79, or
Jim Dexter.
Jim Dexter, Jim Wiener, who's been here since 69.
Even Norm. I mean,
Norm, yeah.
Norm is... He's still around, but he doesn't.
He's not on the air, but he's still around. He still comes to the meetings and stuff.
Yeah, he's still involved.
I mean, you don't do this for 55 years like Jim Wiener if you don't really love being part of this.
Yeah.
And there's no compensation. This is just all for fun and all because we just, it's got in our blood.
We love being on the air. We
love this stuff.
We love giving our listeners great entertainment.
Right, and stuff you can't hear anywhere else. Where are you going to find, who's going to collate 3 hours worth of money songs times two?
And then followed by
3 hours of Superman.
Exactly.
Celebrating Superman's 86th birthday today, April 18th. And where are you going to find a radio station who's going to be able to do that? Who would do that? Nobody. Only WUSB. And all we ask is a small donation. I mean, you could give us a large donation if you want. You want to give us $107.30, we're more than happy to say thank you.
Or $1,000,030.
$1,000,000, yes. That's, you know, I call it the Alan Parsons Project. Which you played last time, actually.
Yeah.
They had a money talks. Money talks, yeah. So, yeah, but we could use anything. We have to raise $15,000 by the end of the month.
Like I said, even a nickel or 32 pennies or a right. quarter.
Whatever it is. I mean, whatever obviously you can't put that on a credit card, but $25 to make a credit card
exactly.
donation. You can make a donation online at WUSB.FM if you're afraid to call us on the phone. I don't know why you'd be afraid to call us on the phone.
All we're going to do is hand you for money if you call us.
Yeah, but if you're listening online anyway, if you're one of our listeners.
Loyal
listeners in California or Australia.
Or Arizona.
Yeah, where it's not 2:00 in the morning.
Exactly. It
could be 2:45.
Yeah.
You can make a donation online. Your money's good.
Yeah.
PayPal is eternal.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what. Actually, it's credit cards online. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. It all goes, the rent for the transmitter and the phone lines. The freaking phone lines have tripled in price. The monthly phone bills to the transmitter site have tripled in the last couple of months. Mm. Oh, my God. Come on. Really?
Yeah.
We're a zero-budget radio station. Thanks for tripling our phone bill.
Thanks, guys.
Really appreciate that. We're barely holding on as it is.
Yeah.
So we need your help.
Help
and
us,
anything
please.
You can, we really will appreciate it. Yeah. And there's premiums. Even for $10, Scott can pick some CDs for you if you happen to still like your physical media. Or $15, you get a mug. Mugs are cool.
$25 for a baseball cap.
Neat.
$50 for a t-shirt. Or $75 for a sweatshirt.
And if you make a recurring gift, which is $5 a month taken from your credit. Just charged to your credit card. $5 a month. $1.25 a week. You can't even get a small hot chocolate at White Castle for that little.
I didn't even know they had hot chocolate.
They do. Castle. It's very good, actually. Yeah, but I think it's more than that. It used to be $1.25, but that was in 2006. It's probably a lot more. Yeah. I haven't been back to it in a long time. But anyway, for $5 a month as a recurring, you get a WUSB tote bag.
There you go.
I mean, just as our tribute to public broadcasting, you get a tote bag.
Anyway, let's continue with Billy Joel, Love or Money, from the My Lives box set on WUSB Stony Brook.
1, 2, 3, 4. Money and love, which one are you doing it for? Everybody has to make that choice sometime, you know. Something is wrong, I can tell the feeling is gone. Do you still remember when we started long ago? Wasn't it love that kept us on, diving in a rented car? Who could have known that endless road would ever have come this far? Decision where to draw the line. Everybody has a soul they can control or compromise. But when did you start putting a price upon the pain in your heart? When did I become the reason for the sadness in your eyes? You could have asked me anytime, I would have told you why. Maybe a might have changed your mind, but now it's too late to try. Goodbye. Often I have asked myself, could I have been closer to you when you needed someone else? Could a friend who really knew you try help you decide? Tell me what you're gonna do with your life. Everybody needs a passion, or they cash in while they can. Make up your mind before you realize you run out of time. You need a reason why, you got to justify to make your stand. You could have asked me any time, I would have told you why. Maybe you might have changed your mind, but now it's too late to try. We'll be right back.
I'm happy.
You can be happy too
if you praise the Lord
and send me money. That's what Jesus wants you to do.
Late one night while watching Columbo, I fell asleep till 3:15. When just like a vision, I thought I was dreaming. I heard the voice of a man on TV. He said,
praise the Lord and send me the money.
I'm happy.
You can be happy too if you praise the Lord and send me the money. That's what Jesus wants you to do.
I sat straight up and reached for my checkbook, trembling with guilt, took my big pen in hand. I wrote out the figures of 1 and 4 zeros, went out and mailed it with a note to that man, and I said,
praise the Lord, I'm sending the money. I surely want to be happy like you. Praise the Lord, I'm sending the money. If that's what Jesus wants me to do.
I woke up late for work the next morning. I could not believe what I'd done. Wrote a hot check to Jesus for $10,000. And my bank account only held 31. I got a second job at a gasoline station. I'm saving my money to pay what I owe. I don't get much sleep cause I stay up late watching all of the folks on the Lord's TV show saying,
praise the Lord and send me the money.
I'm so happy.
You can be happy too if you praise the Lord and send me the money. That's what Jesus wants you to do. Praise the Lord,
I'm sending the money.
Oh yes, praise the Lord and send me the money, Bobby Bear. And then Billy Joel, Love or Money. That's right. WUSB Radiothon.
Yeah, we love your money.
Yeah, please send me the money.
Send me the money, that's right. Show us the money.
We show need me the money. Yeah. Show me the money. Jerry right. Maguire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show us any money, really, seriously. I mean,
yeah, show
us. You don't have to put $25 on your credit card. You can just make a pledge, and we'll send you a form. If you want to send $10, $5, you can. We'll send you a Radiothon, you know, donation form. You can fill it out at your convenience. But
yeah,
just call, make a pledge. We'd really appreciate it.
That's right. Anything helps. Anything helps to keep us on the air.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we wouldn't do anything to you like CBS did, like preempt a Billy Joel concert for a half an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
If we announce a concert, we're gonna do it.
That's right. I mean, yeah.
I mean, look, we get preemptions too. We get the sports preempting shows all the time.
Yeah,
here.
The student takeovers. The
student takeovers, yeah.
Yeah.
But it happens, but they're announced.
Yeah, not like.
We wouldn't announce a major broadcasting event and then not show it for half an hour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But they have commercials too, so.
Yeah. We don't.
We don't.
Anyway, for anyone listening, thank you for tuning in. Jukebox Time Machine will return in 2 weeks. I will be back hopefully on Saturday. There will be no With the Beatles next week because of a sports preemption next Thursday. So I will not be here next Thursday, but I will be here on Saturday morning. Oh, Howard.
What time on Saturday morning?
9:00 in the morning. So, yes, tune in 9:00 with the Beatles, or I guess breakfast with the Beatles, Saturday morning.
It's a Saturday morning. You should do something from some of the animated Beatles projects, just in honor of the old days of Saturday morning cartoons. You should do something from Yellow Submarine, or something with some Beatles animation.
Yeah, I'll think about that. I'm still kind of tweaking up the playlist. Because I made a playlist for the 25th, and then, you know, now it's like, all right, my show's been preempted, so I'm going to play what I played on Saturday, but now I just got to tweak up the playlist a little bit.
Why, was it specific for April 25th?
Yeah.
Oh.
So now I got to...
Why, was, is that the day the Beatles broke up?
No, they broke up... No, it was... I can't think of the date offhand.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was. I think it was. It happened on my previous show.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, there wasn't really anything major, but I like to try to do like dates or something.
That's cool.
Yeah, but
if you can, that's great.
But I'm still going to honor those dates. But anyway, well, we got one more song we're going to close the show with, and it's from Bachman Turner Overdrive, and the song is "Gimme Your Money, Please."
Well, that's a perfect way of ending it.
Anyway, keep it locked in the WUSB Destiny's
Archives
Mini Marathon is on next. I'll see you guys Saturday morning. Here is BTO. Have a great day.